Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in the Amud Beis discusses if someone is hired to break a Yayin Nesach. So he's hired not to keep the Yayin Nesach, but to break it. But until he breaks the Yayin Nesach, he wants the barrels to stay intact. Because if the barrels will break, he won't be paid for his services. So he's right sebekiyumoy. But on the other hand, he's coming limiute tiflos, coming to remove the Yayin Nesach. So can he take money for that or not? And the Gemara concludes, yishbor v'tova la'bracha, he could take money for that purpose of breaking the barrels. So two beautiful he'oras that are based on this Gemara. One is the Chasav Sofer in Parshas Vayero says the following. It says in the Pasuk that where Avraham Avinu greeted the three malachim that he thought they were Ishmaelim, he says, water will be taken to wash the feet of the malachim. But it doesn't say that he took the water. Yukachno, he asked others, somebody else, a shliach, to bring in the water. The Gemara Mitzia in the Pivot of the Bay says, because he did all the shliach, so also when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave water to Amish, so he didn't do it directly, he did all the shliach, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the water. So ask the Chasav Sofer, why didn't Avraham Avinu give the water to the malachim directly? Why did he do it with a shliach? So says the Chasav Sofer that Avraham Avinu understood like the Hava Minevar Gemara. That when Yisrael wants some of a desire to remain, even though he's removing it, but until he removes it, he wants it to remain, so it's a problem, Shiroit Tzvi Kiyumai. Now here, Avraham Avinu wanted to wash the feet of the malachim, of his guest. The feet, he thought they're Yishmaelim, Hamishtachavim lo'ofer aglem. This sand that they have on their feet is Avodah Zarah. So even though he's coming to remove the sand, to remove the dirt that they have, but because he wants it to be there until he will remove it, so it's Roitzi B'Kiyumoy. So therefore he didn't want to do it himself. But he did it al-day shaliach. While the shaliach is better, so explains the Chasav Sofer, because ain't shaliach v'avero, so the shaliach is not connected to Avraham, and the shliach is not really interested in washing the legs of the Arvim. All he wants to do is what Avraham told him. And if the legs of the Arabs will be cleaned on their own, so then he'll be fine. He's not interested in doing it himself. It's not like Avraham Avinu wants to make sure that he'll service his guests by taking away the sand. So that's why Avraham Avinu sent the shliach and didn't do it himself. But says the Chasav Sofer, it was a mistake of Avraham Avinu, because the maskana of the Gemara is lemuti tifla shari, to remove something which is bad, it's okay, even though you want it to be there until he removes it. And maybe Avraham Avinu could have taken it out. So continues the Chasav Sofer and says, the same mistake that Avraham Avinu made, also Loit made. That's why Loit doesn't say he brought water to the malachim. Now why didn't he do all day shliach like Avraham Avinu? Because he says that he saw it, that by benoyach, by a goy, there is shliach v'aviru. So the same way Loit himself can't give water to the malachim, he can't have a shliach do it. And it concludes the Chasav Sofer, the Gemara that tells us that the malachim told Avraham, you rechoshed us to be our ravim. We're Arabs. We're Ishmaelim. You rechoshed us. How do you know you rechoshed that he was ravim? He says, because the water he didn't want to do himself. That itself showed that he thought they were ravim and therefore he didn't want to do the water himself. A gevaldike cheshver of the Chasav Sofer based on our Gemara. A similar concept is brought down in the Sefer called Likutei Moharam. Not Moharan with a nun, but Moharam with a mem. It's Rameir Hadarshan, a Sefer that was printed about 300 years ago. And he writes, that it's brought down in the Medrash, we mentioned it just a few shurim ago, that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go Lifnei Baal Tzafoin, in front of the Avodah Zarah called Baal Tzafoin. Why is that so? Because Yosef HaTzadik buried all the treasures of Mitzrayim under Baal Tzafoin. So that's the kiyum of Achechim Yetzer B'Rechush Godo. So it says Likutei Moharam, so right now, what's the idea of coming in front of Baal Tzafoin? That now power is going to think that Nevuchim in Baaretz, that they're stuck in front of the Avodah Zarah, and he's going to run and chase after Am Yisrael. So as long as Baal Tzafoin is intact, that will cause power to run after them. So Am Yisrael wants Baal Tzafoin to stay there until power comes, and then not only power will be destroyed, but also Baal Tzafoin will be destroyed, and Am Yisrael will take the treasures which are below Baal Tzafoin. So says Likutei Moharam, it's exactly like our Gemara. They want the Baal Tzafoin to stay intact in order for it to be broken once Pyre comes there. So it's right to be kiyumoy. But because the limuti tifla is in order to come and break the batzafon and destroy the batzafon eventually, so that's not the dafer which is mutter. He says that's the pshat in the psukim. So the v'yashuvu livnei batzafon. V'chizak is lepare v'dof achareim. Hi, what about right to be kiyumoy? V'chabdo v'paroi v'yodu keni Hashem. They'll be covered in kvot shemayim coming out of this. Because there will be a destruction that we deserve to show that there's no power against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's Mehuti Tifla, which is Mutar. So our whole Gemara is embedded in the Psukim, they're referring to Baal Tzafoin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list of what to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.